Sure, thank the Lord for the truth that we've been hearing during this meeting. And when I see the condition that's existing in the world, my heart is really burdened. I think about the great things of God and the young generation coming on, and how many in the years gone by have been slain on the mountains of Israel. Oh, dear ones, of all things, that is sad to me, is when a soul that the love of God be out of their heart. And the Lord will not take in any evil. He will not compromise with nothing. God's going to have a clean church. Oh, dear ones, he said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He said that you're not of the world. That if you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, therefore the world hates you. And so the church of God is clean, and God's going to sacrifice many dear ones on the mountains of Israel. If we balk on God and rebel against his word, the Lord will sacrifice any of us. None of us ever get so big but what God will sacrifice us. Oh, dear ones, God's not got no big folks. He's got only little folks. But you know, sometimes people seem to take things in their hands, and this popularity and influence that have existed right along the side of the Church of God down through the ages has spoiled so many a precious soul. The Lord has sacrificed people all along down the way, and popularity is one of the things. Oh, he mentioned these dear ones back there. I don't feel like casting any reflection upon none of these dear ones that he has mentioned. I would be so glad if they've all made it through to heaven. Most of those dear ones have already gone into eternity's world, and they had the same devil to fight that you and I have to fight today. But oh, dear ones, they called to give way. And Jesus said, what I say unto you all, I say unto you what? If we fail to watch, dear ones, these foul spirits lurking around today to ensnare and entrap our souls just as much as they did back there and ensnared many precious souls. He got some, the devil got some for popularity and fame. He got others because they yielded to worldliness. Oh, dear ones, I tell you, I would like to see all the saints with their sleeves down as long as they ought to be. I tell you, the Lord don't like our different standards to be among the saints. I would like to see all of these three-quarter sleeves got out of the camp of the saints and put down to the wrist. Shortening your sleeves. If you don't never get them no higher than the three-quarter sleeves, what are your little children going to do? And then what are their children going to do? It's not going to stop at that. It's just going to keep going on and on. The little foxes is what spoils the vine. Oh, dear ones, these little foxes is just knitting around wherever they can find a place to live. And then, dear ones, these short skirts is abomination in the sight of God. I know it's possible that all of us, sometimes our skirts might get a little short. If it's material, it will draw up. But oh, we need to keep a watch on our clothes. Jesus said, be not of the world, as he is not of the world. And when we think about this world, it's abomination, I say, in the sight of God, to see our men and women and grandmothers and grandfathers even out on the streets in the garb that they're dressing in today. Dear ones, I have made a decision. I'm going to cry out him. And when I think about all of these other spirits that was mentioned, these old grudges and jealousy and envy and strife, they just going around in so many forms trying to find interest into one heart. God will slay us if we don't keep our hearts clean and pure. He will not have a place for the sober, only that which is clean and which is holy. Oh, how humble we need to walk before the Lord. There's no big eyes for little youth in the kingdom of God. They're all little, and we just need the Lord so much. We have to depend upon Him. And dear ones, if we love God, the love of God will separate us from every foul thing of this world. If there's no small love of God, you just mixed up with anything. But the love of God will take a clean cut and we'll separate ourselves from everything. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And when we fall our heart after God, that word of God shall be upon the tables of our heart, and it'll automatically separate us from everything unlike the Lord. And we find ourselves doing anything that's not like the Lord. When we find out the love of God, we'll respond to the redemption of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we'll just measure up to all the precious word of God. And then another old spirit that has slain so many dear ministers and down through the years, and that's an old free love spirit. Oh, dear ones, that spirit has worked undercover and have hindered the work of God in so many ways. It has slain many precious souls down through the years. Precious men and women that were used of God in that vile, cunning way that the devil has. He sifted it upon those precious souls, and they gave way, and they've lost their souls, many of them have. Oh, dear ones, there's just thousands of old evil spirits that you and I are going to have to stand out against, and we're going to have to be a very old and tender and watchful and lean hard upon God to be ready when the Lord calls us from this world. Oh, I do trust that the Lord will help us all.
Yes, Lord.
That He's separated from this world and be faithful to Him at any cost.